Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All news, all the time. This is 1010 Winds. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good afternoon. This is the 1010 Winds News Flash for Friday, August the 10th, 2018. I'm Larry Mullins, and here's what's happening. Actress Sean Young's latest film is surveillance footage of an alleged burglary in Queens. You hear about this? The NYPD says the Blade Runner star wanted for questioning in connection with a break-in at a store in Long Island City, a store she apparently worked at until recently. Police say $12,000 worth of laptops and software were taken. Your condolences are a little bit too late. That's the message from the parents of a Florida man who died following a fight in Long Island City over the weekend. Wake Forest assistant basketball coach Jamil Jones, arrested yesterday, says the death of Sander Szabo was an accident and expressed his condolences to the family. Speaking on the Today Show, the parents said Jones should have tried to help their son instead of driving away from the scene. The man accused of throwing the body of his infant son into the East River is back in the U.S. after trying to flee to Thailand. James Curry is charged with concealment of a human corpse. Police say his 8-month-old son was already dead when he tossed him into the water. No word yet on how the baby died. The MTA providing a preview of sorts to the upcoming L train shutdown between Brooklyn and Manhattan. Starting tonight at 11:30, be aware of this, and lasting through Monday at 5 a.m., much of the line will go dark. That'll happen on 14 non-consecutive weekends between now and next spring. The NFL preseason began last night. President Trump was back tweeting about anthem protests today. The president says most of the players are, quote, unable to define what they're demonstrating against. He tweeted the players should, quote, be happy, be cool, and says those who refuse to stand for the anthem should be suspended without pay. A photographer in Massachusetts says Bill Murray slammed him against a wall and poured water all over his head. Peter Simon, who happens to be Carly Simon's brother, says he was taking pictures of a band in Martha's Vineyard when Murray accosted him. Police, who responded to the scene, say Murray was visibly upset and said it was Simon who was bothering him. No one was charged. 1010 Winds AccuWeather. Not a great weekend on tap, but hey, it's the weekend. Yay! Mostly cloudy and humid both tomorrow and Sunday with temperatures in the high 70s. For live and local news 24 hours around the clock, just say play. 1010 Winds.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.